This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for November 2022. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Nina Krause's life as a neuroscientist, inventor, professor, researcher, and musician? And which musical instruments does she play? Nina Krause's, quote, favorite places to play as a child was underneath the piano while listening to her mother playing Scarlatti, Scriabin, or Brahms, end quote. She said, I bring my toys and little things with me. It just felt good to me to be under there. Throughout her life, she had musical training. She says, quote, even now I play a couple of instruments, electric guitar, piano, harmonica. I like to sing harmony. I play these things with great love and great enthusiasm, end quote. Her mother's professional piano playing was just one of the rich, compelling sounds in her childhood. In addition to live music, her home featured the lyrical voices of her European-born parents who spoke Italian, French, and German, end quote. Dr. Krause says, these early experiences made such an impression on me that studying how we process sound became my life's work. She continues, quote, I must have realized that sound was important somehow. My whole career has been looking at our life in sound for better and worse, end quote. Dr. Krause earned her BA at Swarthmore College and her PhD in neuroscience from Northwestern University. Dr. Nina Krause is, quote, a professor of neurobiology at Northwestern University, where she directs the Auditory Neuroscience Laboratory at Northwestern University, also known as Brain Bolts, quote. For over 30 years, she has, quote, done path-breaking research on sound and hearing, end quote. Josephine Reed said, quote, Dr. Krause has made the study of how we biologically process sound her life's work. She and the Brain Bolts team have conducted long-term, multi-year studies looking at the brain waves of children and found that making music, whether with instruments or voice, actually makes biological changes to the way the brain processes sound, which in turn strengthens the ability of the brain to better apprehend the depth and breadth of language and speech. Simply put, creating music builds our capacity to build sound into meaning. End quote. This is from an interview from Josephine Reed and Dr. Nina Krause on July 18, 2019 for the National Endowment for the Arts. What are, quote, the cognitive benefits of music, end quote. This is from an interview from Edutopia, April 22, 2022. Dr. Nina Krause said, quote, the hearing brain is vast. People think of the hearing brain as being a silo with the brain. In fact, our hearing engages our cognitive sensory motor and reward systems. That's huge. From an evolutionary perspective, being able to make sense of sound is ancient and has engaged all of these different perspectives. What makes music learning so powerful is how it engages all these different systems in a single activity. To play the violin, for example, a student needs to coordinate their motor, cognitive, and sensory systems to be able to put their fingers on the correct strings and move the bow at the right time. To read music notes on a sheet of music and know what sounds they represent, and to hear if the pitches and rhythms are correct and coordinating with other players at the right time. Then there's how the sound of music makes the student feel, which lights up the brain's reward system. Engaging all of these different systems makes learning how to play music one of the richest and deepest brain activities that humans perform. Teachers resoundingly tell me that children who play music also do better in school. Young musicians all tend to have strong language and reading skills that non-musicians, because their brains have spent more time actively engaging with sound, end quote. Dr. Krause continues, the type of instrument doesn't matter. Flute, violin, accordion, piano, voice, even abundant exposure to music can make an impact. What is important is the engaging with the sound changes and strengthens how the brain responds to sound. Neuroscience scientist Dr. Nina Krause has written a new book of sound mind. She writes in her book, "Much of BrainVault's research has been devoted to measuring midbrain electricity in the form of the frequency following response, FFR, and using it as a point of departure to study brain mechanisms underlying music, reading, autism, aging, and more," end quote. Dr. Nina Kraus is a neuroscientist, inventor, professor, researcher, author, musician, wife, and mother. For over 30 years, she has, quote, "done path-breaking research on sound and hearing," end quote.